So, it's Friday the 17th, and it's time for another visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, today is Friday. Yay!
We like Friday.
The 17th of May. It's National Graduation Tassel Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because we have a lot of graduations going on now.
Yeah, there's some kind of tradition associated with that.
You move it from one side to the other.
You flip it from one side to the other, signifying that you're done.
You're done. And yeah. That was the happiest day of your life,
it
Tom
sure
Nichols.
It sure was, yeah. Well, one of them. I've had many, but that was certainly a highlight.
It's also National Walnut Day.
Mm.
It's National NASCAR Day. Mm. And it's National Pizza Party Day.
Okay.
Speaking of graduation, Wisner called me 2 days after the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting. And he said, I will be talking to you again on the 22nd of May. I said, good. I'm glad you remember.
Okay. Stuck in his memory, huh?
Let me just tell you this about Bob Wisner. He remembers things.
I know. He's got a steel trap mind.
He does. And he and Bob's a Glenwood boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob was at my high school graduation in 1992.
And he's never forgotten it.
He has never forgotten it. May 22nd. And every year since I've graduated, he has called me on that day, except for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
He was sick. But every year he calls me. Because the ones of us that were there that remember the fact that it was going to be on the football field at Glenwood High.
Mm-hmm.
And then this torrential rain came.
So they had to move it to the gym.
But then no one could find the key to the gym.
That's right. So we're stuck outside. Getting wet. Yes.
And it was also the last night, too, of Johnny Carson that night.
That's true.
So, you know, Bob remembers that night for my graduation and for the Carsons' last show.
And today is also National Cherry Cobbler Day. Oh, I love cherry cobblers.
Oh, you love cherry cobbler and cherry pie.
Yeah, I do. Brookshire's has great cherry cobblers.
Well, let's see. 1620 on this day, the first merry-go-round is seen in the country of Turkey.
Okay.
1792, the New York Stock Exchange is founded by brokers meeting under a tree located on what is now Wall Street.
Okay. Boy, that's going way back.
1875,
on this date, Oliver Lewis rode Ercides to win the very first Kentucky Derby.
Well, the Preakness is this weekend.
The purse back in 1875 was $2,850, first running of the Kentucky Derby.
Mm. Yeah, this is Preakness weekend this weekend, second weekend after the Derby.
Well, that's exciting. The second jewel in racing's Triple Crown.
It is.
So we'll see what happens. And on this date in 1876, General George Custer and the 7th Cavalry left Fort Abraham Lincoln in the Dakota Territory for the Little Bighorn.
Oh, Little Bighorn.
Little did he know what was ahead of him.
Little did he know.
And his ego caused a whole fiasco.
Well, in 1845, the rubber band was patented.
Hmm.
You know, Tracy's got that rubber band gun in there. And
yeah, he's lethal with that.
He hasn't used it yet, but I just feel like at any moment.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Oh, I'm sure he will, too. I'm sure he's going to pop somebody with that. So, 1958, Buddy Holly's single, Rave On, is released. 1976, Only 16 by Dr. Hook is certified gold. And in 1986, Belinda Carlisle enters the U.S. Top 40 with the song Mad About You. That was on her debut album after leaving the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm. It's outside season as you sit on your deck or your patio. If you're constantly trying to knock mosquitoes off, then you need to visit the Garland County Farmers Association and buy a product called Spartan Mosquito. It's only $24.95, but boy, is it effective. No chemicals, just add water. Hang it about, 6 feet away?
90 feet away.
90 feet away from your area you want protected, like your patio or your deck, or a dog kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And it repels mosquitoes for a long time. But Spartan Mosquitoes is what you ask for.
That's right, and it works so well.
And then for chiggers.
Well, the sulfur chips for the yard.
That's right. You spread those out.
Mm-hmm. You spread those out.
And at the Farmers Association, a new selection of rope, some in different colors, turnout blankets, big supply of those, mounting blocks for mounting your horses, and a full line of horse feeds and hay, including Purina horse feeds, precisely formulated for your horse's age or lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the proof in strong hooves, shiny coats, and healthy horses. Because Purina is passionate about helping horses reach their fullest potential.
And I always like to talk about this, too, at least once a week, because I just opened up my last gel bottle of Beagle Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we use that at my house a lot. It's a horse liniment, but it's great for aches and pains and if you're arthritic.
That's true. It comes in a gel form or a liquid form. And on the liquid form, you just pour about a capful in your bath water
mm-hmm.
and soak. Makes a big difference.
It does. Makes a huge difference.
And you'll find it on the shelves at the Garland County Farmers Association, which is located at 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, next to the Walgreens store, same side of the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Born on this day, on the 17th of May, 1912, announcer Grant Turner.
Longtime Grand Ole Opry announcer.
Yes, we salute him today.
We do. He's no longer with us, but what a great announcer he was. And so central to the Grand Ole Opry. He loved the Opry.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love the Opry? That's all I can say.
Well, if they don't, they'd be suspicious of
it. It would be very suspicious. You're not American if you don't love the Opry. 1936, actor Dennis Hopper. 1953, TV host Kathleen Sullivan. 1955, actor Bill Paxton. I was a huge Bill Paxton fan. He passed away in 2017, but my favorite movie with Bill Paxton was Twister
mm-hmm.
with Helen Hunt.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And now they're coming out with the sequel to Twisters this summer.
Yeah, it's not going to be as good.
But Bill Paxton, man, he was great in that movie.
Yeah. Pickup truck was sucked up into the tornado. He looks out the window. Here's a cow.
Yes.
What a memorable scene.
What a memorable scene. And in 1956, boxer Sugar Ray Leonard.
Join us on Monday when we'll do this again for the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Now remember, on Memorial Day, they're going to be closed the Saturday before. That's the 25th. And on Memorial Day, the 27th. But in the meantime, they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until noon. 7:30 until 5, and then 7:30 until noon on Saturday. We'll see you on Monday.